zero tolerance in Canada. Alcoholism is not a shield against dismissal. The Superior Court of Quebec recently rendered a decision arising in the heavy vehicle transportation sector that should capture the attention of any employer maintaining a zero-tolerance policy for alcohol or drug consumption. Quick hits. The Superior Court of Quebec found that an arbitration award that had overturned the dismissal of a heavy vehicle driver for failure to accommodate was unreasonable, thereby reinstating the dismissal. The court opinion confirms that zero-tolerance policies for alcohol consumption constitute a legitimate standard that is reasonably necessary to ensure public safety. The duty to accommodate was not triggered because the automatic dismissal took effect before the employer became aware of the employee's alcoholism. Even on the merits, there was no discrimination. The policy applied uniformly, and the dismissal resulted from a voluntary act. Any person, whether an alcoholic or an occasional drinker, would have faced the same consequence. In 1641-9749, Quebec incur C, April, 2826 Cusator 289. The presiding justice granted an application for judicial review to quash an arbitration award that had ordered the reinstatement of a long-haul truck driver dismissed after causing a traffic accident while severely intoxicated. The court concluded, on the one hand, that the duty to accommodate was not triggered because the employer was unaware of the employee's alcoholism at the time the automatic dismissal took effect, and, on the other hand, that a sanction imposed under a uniformly applied zero-tolerance policy grounded in public safety did not constitute discrimination. This decision sends a strong signal to employers across a range of industries regarding the scope and legitimacy of their zero-tolerance policies. Background. On June 30, 2022, Yolaine Nadeau, a long-haul truck driver employed by 1641-9749 Quebec Inc. Group Robber for approximately 24 years, consumed at least 9 cans of beer during a trip to Pennsylvania, and then caused an accident with a blood alcohol level of 0.18 mg/100 mL, more than double the legal limit. The employer dismissed her in accordance with the zero-tolerance policy set out in the collective agreement, which provided for immediate dismissal for the consumption of alcohol or drugs while on duty. In Teamsters Quebec, Local 106 at 1641-9749 Quebec Inc. Yolaine Nadeau, 2023 QCTA 304, the grievance arbitrator overturned the dismissal, finding that alcoholism constituted a disability and that the employer should have undertaken a reasonable accommodation process before proceeding with termination. The Superior Court decision. On January 21, 2026, the Superior Court granted the application for judicial review and declared the arbitration award unreasonable. Among the court's key findings, date of dismissal. The dismissal took effect automatically on June 30, 2022, the date of the accident, pursuant to Annex B of the collective agreement, not on August 31, 2022, as the arbitrator had found. At the date of the accident, the employer was unaware of the employee's alcoholism. No discrimination. The zero-tolerance policy applied uniformly to all drivers. Ms. Nadeau was dismissed not because of her alcoholism, but because she voluntarily consumed alcohol in violation of a clear rule. Any person, whether an alcoholic or an occasional drinker, would have faced the same consequence. Alcoholism cannot be invoked after the misconduct. Alcohol dependence cannot be invoked after the commission of the misconduct to defeat the zero-tolerance policy. No evidence demonstrated that Ms. Nadeau lacked the capacity to make a choice regarding her consumption. Public safety prevails. Zero-tolerance constitutes a justified standard that is reasonably necessary to ensure public safety, a factor the arbitration award had failed to take into account. A potentially broader reach beyond the transportation sector. Although this decision was rendered in the context of road transportation, the court's reasoning that the misconduct lies in the act of consuming alcohol in violation of a clear rule and not in the employee's underlying condition could be transposable to any workplace where safety justifies a zero-tolerance policy. Notably, the collective agreement at issue provided for immediate dismissal for the consumption of both alcoholic beverages and drugs that may affect normal behavior while on duty. Employers could reasonably anticipate that the court's reasoning would apply analogously to the consumption of cannabis, opioids, or other intoxicating substances, a particularly timely issue since the legalization of cannabis. It is worth noting that this decision runs counter to a well-established line of jurisprudence, holding that alcoholism and substance dependence constitute a protected disability, triggering the duty to accommodate. By prioritizing public safety and the voluntary nature of the consumption, the Superior Court's opinion provides employers with important support for defending the validity of their zero-tolerance policies. Next steps. In light of the 2026 QCCS 289 decision, employers may wish to consider the following steps: reviewing and documenting zero-tolerance policies. Employers may wish to ensure their zero-tolerance policies are clearly drafted, communicated, and uniformly applied. Uniform application is the factor the court relied on to dismiss the allegation of discrimination. Anchoring policies in a safety objective. The court emphasized that zero tolerance must constitute a standard that is reasonably necessary to ensure public safety. Identifying safety-sensitive positions beyond transportation. Examples include construction, equipment operation, and any sector where substance consumption while on duty poses a danger to the safety of individuals. Monitoring developments. The former employees' union filed a motion for leave to appeal. The state of the case may evolve. Ogletree Deacon's Canada offices will continue to monitor developments and provide updates on the Canada, cross-border, drug testing, trucking and logistics, and workplace safety and health blogs as additional information becomes available. Follow and subscribe LinkedIn, RRS, Instagram, webinars, or podcasts